Chapter 6 Happy Days. After that day, Buck's life changed. He was very happy with Thornton in his camp by the river. Thornton had two other dogs, and they were friendly. Buck watched the river and listened lazily to the birds. Now he had good food and no work. Slowly, he became strong again, and his fur became thick and beautiful. Buck had a great love for Thornton, and Thornton loved Buck too. Sometimes Thornton took Buck's head in his hands and rested his head on Buck's head. He spoke quietly to Buck, and Buck listened. He lay at Thornton's feet and looked up into his face. His love for Thornton grew stronger every day. Thornton's friends, Hans and Pete, lived in the camp too. One fall day, the three friends took a small boat down the river. Hans and Pete walked by the river. They held the boat with ropes, and Buck walked with them. Thornton stood in the boat and pushed it through the water with a pole. They came to a difficult place in the river. The water was very fast and strong, and Thornton fell into the river. It carried him quickly towards some rocks. The water around the rocks was wild and dangerous, and nobody could swim there. Hans and Pete tied a rope around Buck. Buck jumped into the river and swam toward Thornton. Thornton caught Buck and put his arms around him. Hans and Pete pulled Buck and Thornton slowly through the water. They hit the rocks and went under the water many times before they got out of the river. Buck lay on the ground. His eyes were closed and he looked dead. But Thornton spoke quietly to him, and Buck opened his eyes. That winter, in Dawson, Thornton was in a cafe with some other men. They talked about their dogs. "My dog is very strong," said one man. "He can pull a sled with 500 pounds on it."
"My dog can pull 700 pounds, said another man.
"That's nothing, said Thornton. "My dog Buck can pull 1,000 pounds. All the men in the cafe looked at Thornton.
"He can't, said the first man.
"Oh yes, he can, said Thornton. The man put some gold onto the table. "Here's $1,000, he said. "My sled is in the street. There are 20 50-pound bags of rice on it. That's £1,000. I bet you $1,000 Buck can't pull that sled."
"All right," said Thornton.
But he was worried. Buck was strong, but that was a heavy sled. Everybody went into the street. Thornton put Buck into his harness and tied him to the sled. There was a lot of hard ice around the sled. Thornton sat down by Buck and took his head in his hands. "Please do this for me, Buck," he said quietly in Buck's ear. Buck started pulling. He pulled and pulled, but the sled was too heavy. He pulled again and the ice broke and the sled moved. Buck walked slowly down the street with the sled behind him. All the people watched him. "Buck is a really wonderful dog," they said. Thornton sat down by Buck. He rested his head on Buck's head and started to cry. He spoke quietly to Buck
for a long time, and Buck listened happily.